wide awake.
Come on.
Now, time to waste.
Let's go.
More of Christine and Salt. We gon' do it like this. On 96.5 TIC.
Joining us on the phone right now to talk about Halloween, Thanksgiving, the election, and coronavirus is our governor, Governor Ned Lamont. Good morning, Governor. How are you today?
There's a lot going on, Christine.
There certainly is. So, you know, we're coming into the holiday corridor and friends and family want to gather to celebrate. And we need to know what your word is on what families should do in order to observe the safest protocols.
Be careful, especially now where you see flare-ups, big flare-ups around the country and small flare-ups here, even in Connecticut. So, yeah, we worry that, for example, Halloween. I love Halloween. Last year was a kick. We had hundreds and hundreds of kids coming. And I just had to say we can't do it this year. We're, you know, in the red zone here in Hartford. I tried to build a little ramp so I could put the candy on and have it slide down. But then we figured there'd be hundreds of kids milling around, so probably wasn't the right year to do it. Thanksgiving, you know, be careful again. If you have maybe a college kid who's flying back from someplace like Nevada or Wisconsin, boy, they should quarantine either before they get on the plane or when they get to your home. And keep the Thanksgiving smaller, I think, with the media family. We'll have a better idea of Thanksgiving in a few weeks.
Now, Governor Lamont, this morning we heard that Massachusetts has decided to close hockey rinks for the next 2 weeks, and, you know, as a result of some of the clusters that they have up there. Are we considering anything like that, or has our sports in this state been pretty good going along with the mandates?
Yeah, I talked to Governor Baker about that a couple of times. He's had hundreds of infections related to hockey. And when I say related, it doesn't necessarily mean you get checked and the virus spreads on the ice. But, you know, it's sharing that car on the way to the tournament, five kids in a room the night before the tournament. It's a lot of the stuff that goes on around hockey. And so he put a pause on it for a couple of weeks. I hope we don't have to do that, but it's a reminder to coaches and players alike, be very careful. Or these are the type of things that happen if there's a big infection.
Pretty soon the election's going to be over. And for some folks, the outcome will be a relief. And for others, it's going to be a disappointment. So what's your plan to bridge the divide come November 4th?
Put me squarely in the relief category. I just wish this election was tomorrow and we could get on with governing the country. But your bigger question is really important. Look, when I'm up talking to the people of Connecticut, and I do that, you know, a lot, and I do that, you know, Monday and Thursday afternoons on COVID, just stay the heck away from the politics. Just make sure people know I'm talking about health care for all the people. I'm talking about how you get this economy going for everybody. And just take off your red and blue lenses.
I love it. I love it. Now, Governor Lamont, we've been doing something on the show this week where we've been saying flush it because of all the craziness that has happened in 2020. Now, you know, we know the big things are COVID. We know the big things are the election. So is there anything else that you would like us to put in our TIC toilet over here?
flush it.
And we would flush it for you. What was your biggest just hindrance of this year in 2020?
Oh, I'd say the partnership with the federal government was herky-jerky. You know, early on, it was don't bother to wear a mask. We're all going to be fine by Easter. Drink bleach. Some of maybe was a little tongue in cheek, but it sends signals that make it difficult for, you know, we governors to talk with one voice about how serious COVID was, especially during the spring, especially when you needed one voice. So I'd like to flush the mixed message.
There it goes.
There it goes.
You ask and you shall receive, Governor.
You mentioned Halloween, that you're not doing it at the governor's mansion this year, but I would imagine people will still be going around trying to be safe. Maybe someone will leave a candy at the front door. So in that vein, what is your favorite Halloween candy, Governor, now that you're not going to give it out? You get it all to yourself.
Candy corn.
What?
You're a candy corn guy?
Candy corn guy.
I actually love candy corn, too. I'm with you on that one.
Wow. You too. I'm not going to lie. Weirdos.
Well, Governor Lamont, thank you very much. You updated us on Thanksgiving and Halloween. And the bottom line, including the election, is be kind and be safe. So thank you, Governor.
Well said, Christine. Nice to talk to you, Saul. Take care, guys.
Christine and Salt. Waking up every day on 96.5 TIC.